From healthcare to agriculture, from emergency services to advocacy, regional Queensland women are continuing to demonstrate their resilience, strength and capability in everyday life. And today, three women are sharing their stories in a bid to help those following in their footsteps. Wendy Hick is the federal president of the Isolated Children's Parents Association and has spent the last 2 years advocating for equity in education.
I head the federal council that works on the national issues that are brought to us for our members. We mainly advocate for equity and access of education for rural and remote students. So giving kids in the bush a fair go with their education.
How did you get involved with the group?
I've been involved since my children were very small. I had neighbours that were involved in the organisation and encouraged me to attend meetings right from the time of the children were tiny. ICPA, you know, advocates for everything from, you know, early childhood programs right through to tertiary and further training. So, it covers children basically at every stage of their learning life.
So, Wendy, where did you actually educate your children, and were you yourself educated out in a remote community?
No, I myself wasn't. I'm actually from the city. I'm actually an import. I'm from the U.S. originally, so grew up in the city. So coming to Australia when I got married was quite an eye-opener. And we live on a rural property north of Camelwheel, so that's on the Queensland Territory border. And so it was always, sort of known that once we had children that they would probably be schooled through distance education at home.
There's the role of the federal presidency for the ICPA. Is that a role that's usually or previously been held by a woman?
Well, in recent years it has, but it certainly was predominantly male-driven originally. The organization's 46 years old. And, back at that time, a lot of organizations were run, with male heads or chairs or CEOs. So it did start off that way. There's always been women on council, just because it is a parents' association. And the last couple of presidents have been female, but before that we did have a gentleman as our president.
What does it mean to you to actually be a female and standing up for children all across Australia and advocating for equality in education?
Yeah, I think it's really important that, we do see both parents advocating for the children. The mother quite often is the one that's in the distance education classroom with the children that are doing distance ed. It's a special role and a special bond that mothers share with their children. And I think as a woman, I'm able to express that in some of the advocacy that we do.
So to you, what does it mean to be a regional woman in 2017?
I think it's pretty exciting times. Women are capable of doing just about anything. I don't think there is a hindrance, as much of a hindrance anymore. Technology and that are enabling us to communicate more from the rural and remote areas and get our messages out there. But it's also, I find living out in the rural and remote areas, they're very accepting of women. And you're judged for the job that you do, not whether you're male or female, but basically just on what you're capable of doing. And everyone pitches in and helps everyone else. And I think that's a pretty special bond that we have out in rural communities.
That desire of regional Queensland women to pitch in and help is a quality shared by Scottish-born GP Carol Cox. Dr. Cox has just retired from a 40-year career helping to deliver healthcare to remote Queensland women through the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
So way back as an undergraduate, I had met this Australian and came out here to do my elective in Queensland, and we were based out of Mount Isa. And I got this wonderful elective experience as a medical student to go with the flying doctor from Mount Isa. This is 45 years ago. And he took me to all these remote strips, Diamantina Lakes and Mornington Island, Doomadgee, places that I'd never heard of. And it was just sort of staggeringly different to what I was used to in Scotland. And I was blown away by the resilience and the pioneering spirit of those people and how they managed to live in such remote locations and get the services they needed up there. So that was my first experience of the RFDS. I didn't know planes came in such small sizes when I first went there in 1975.
So, Carol, then you became involved with the RFDS a few years later, is that right?
That's right. So I took up again with RFDS in 2001. they had taken over what was really the cervical screening program for rural and remote. And so I was involved from then, first of all, with the border towns of Inglewood in Texas, then Western Queensland, and then latterly back to Doomadgee and Mornington Island.
And what was it like being a female doctor in that time?
I thought medicine for a woman was a very rewarding career, and to do it in that way, in general practice and with the women's health focus, was a very good way of staying up to the minute in perhaps a smaller area of general practice. And then as the children grew up, then I did more and more general practice when I wasn't needed quite so much at home. And that's really when I went off to do the RFDS clinics, because that was a week away from home usually at a time. So that suited me. I loved the work. It was interesting. Met some fabulous people out there in the country. Saw wonderful parts of Australia that I otherwise wouldn't probably have seen.
As someone that has given so much back to Queensland in terms of providing healthcare to these remote and rural areas, is there any piece of advice that you could give to young women?
Well, I think it is sort of, don't be afraid of it. So have a go, but work out what your own limitations are. So don't be limited by what other people think you can or can't do. Back yourself. So if all you're available to do is 1 day a week, 2 days a week, 4 days a week in town, no after hours, be confident, because, you know, you can have it all, but not necessarily all at once and not every day. Do you know what I mean?
While the ability to know your limits is great advice to the women of 2017, it's arguably a quality Ellen Fells decided to ignore. The 82-year-old has just retired from 51 years of service at the McKinlay Shire Multipurpose Health Service, where she was the cook. Here is Ellen talking about her favourite part of the job.
Oh, just the company of the women. I like working at hospitals. See, when I was young, I started off as a nurse when I was 16, so I'm used to working in hospitals.
And what is it about hospitals you think that you like, other than the company? Is there anything else that you enjoy about working in that environment?
It's interesting work, and like looking after poor old sick ones. everything's good about it.
Ellen, you worked for 50 years at that hospital. What's the trick to having that vigour and that ability to keep going?
Well, I think once you're going to work and you're in a rhythm, you just keep going. And I didn't want to stop, really, but age beat me. See, getting too old. I'll be 83 soon. And I thought, better soon stop. And my family said, don't you know what retirement means? I said, no.
Hey, Ellen, it's International Women's Day. And
oh, is it?
It is. Mm-hmm. And as a woman that I know people in your community look up to, do you have any advice for any young women from Julia Creek or from, I don't know, around Queensland about, you know, about how they should act or how they should think about the world? Do you have any advice that you'd like to pass on?
Forget those horrible drugs and join a pony club or do something. Think about your horse.
And there you have it. Don't do drugs, just join a pony club.